In spite of all law enforcement agencies can do, it goes on and on and on. I'm talking about crime against agriculture in states, in regions, nationwide, in spite of all the efforts to control it. One Mississippi farmer said he doubted there was a farm in his county that hadn't had its irrigation equipment stripped of its copper wiring. Of course, with so much copper, any irrigation system anywhere is a prime target. But it isn't confined to irrigation and copper. Storage sheds and barns are stuffed with equipment that's easy for thieves to plunder. That includes anything from hand tools to tractors. If it's made of metal, it's a potential target. Now, law enforcement agencies are beginning to prosecute buyers. Buyers are easier to find than the thieves. And that's Ag Review for today. Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.